Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we have Colin Bird, Executive Chairman of Extract Resources, with us. Welcome, Colin. How's things going for you?
Fine, thank you. And you?
Yeah, good, good, good. Everybody's running around headless chicken or not doing very much. So it's either one or the other at the minute, by the looks of things, for people. And the market doesn't know what way to react, I think, is the general gist.
Yeah, they seem to be watching power change in mind on a weekly basis. And I don't think life's like that, do you? I think, you know, okay, you can look at trends, but I mean, he's almost changed his mind in the space of a week as I listened to the two stories. So, as you say, headless chickens is probably appropriate, but one would have hoped not at that level.
Yeah, what I see is that he sees that inflation is easing, but he wants to keep his foot on the throat of it. So basically saying, I'm going to reduce the speed that I'm going to do this, but actually it might go slightly higher. Now, the reality of the US dollar is we've had a 10% decline in the US dollar over the last months, 5 weeks. It's quite likely now it's at a very important area. And if it drops below this area, then we might actually go down again another 10% over the next period of time, which actually for the world as a whole, I think will be an absolute blessing. So in some ways, let's hope this happens. It will be good for America and it will actually be good for the rest of the world, because the third world's suffering from a US dollar shortage and a US dollar overvaluation, effectively. It's crazy. Anyway, we're
nobody's winning with that very, very strong dollar, Kevin. No. So I agree
nobody's
with you
winning,
entirely.
That's right. Everybody's losing. In fact, it's actually a real loss maker for many people who are trying to achieve things to electrify the world, if you like, or greenify, whichever word you want to use. So anyway, some interesting news out today. It looks like this, I'm going to have to try and pronounce this now, the Kakiyua Copper Project in Zambia, a new joint venture that you have in Extract. Tell us a bit more, Colin.
Kakiyua, it's Kakiyua Copper Project. Kakiyua. Well, it's very consistent, Kevin, very consistent with what I've been up to. First of all, copper, put the massive C on copper. Wherever we can find copper in favourable jurisdictions, let's face it, you don't get much more favourable than Zambia. Is the mission. Shied away from greenfields for many years now and continue to do so as wherever I can. And so this is very consistent with the Zambian policy. These projects, and you know, we've looking at a number, we continue to look and we've looked over the last 2 years, are projects which were abandoned. They're just super gene enrichment, says whoever did the exploration. Big companies who basically didn't like the initial prognosis. Juniors like ourselves going in didn't get the early results they wanted, or copper wasn't in term where we are, was boiling like it is now, or they didn't get the early signals, so off they went. And I think there's a dearth of exploration against an abundance of potential and opportunity, and no better place than Zambia. So this is it. So again, you know, we're straight into production. We're sending samples off just to make sure it's compatible with the processing facility we're sending the material to. We've got the pit ready to go. There's ore in the bottom of the pit. There's a little pushback in the northeast, and we're revealing more ore. We've got 800 meters of strike. So what we're first of all doing is completing the sort of clearing the place up, because there's copper all over the place according to the XRF. We're clearing the place up. We're starting the pit. We're getting into small scale production. And then we're going in concurrently. That'll be in the new year. And I say concurrently because we'll probably up to Christmas, we'll be clearing the pit. But in the new year, we'll be starting our larger exploration activities. Now, those larger exploration activities are twofold. One is that if they add more ore to the current situation, known situation, then we get a bigger benefit of it. So we get paid, if you like, for our additional contribution. Contribution, additional benefits. Mm-hmm. But likewise, if we expand the size of the project to be a biggish property, or even, you know, a big property, then of course we get a bigger benefit. So very interesting sort of results that we're getting. It does look quite rich. And the work started. And another, there's also a screw, well, I'd probably describe it as a screw clock material. And that appears to have a lot of broken malachite into it. So we're also testing that to see whether it, if you put it in fine spirals, that we'll actually recover quite a nice grade. So two-fold process, really, clearing the pit up, getting in there, getting the sample away for compatibility, finding out if the screen material, the small material, can size up with spirals. And in the new year, starting a drilling program to extend that 100 kilometers, 800 meters of strike, and test it. So very consistent with what we've told the market, very consistent with our copper mission, and quite frankly, good possibilities, good potential for early cash flow and sustainable cash flow if we extend the strike.
Yeah, I mean, I see in the RNS, there's talk here of average grades of between 3.5% and 4%, which is, for copper, unbelievable, really, no? Obviously.
Not to be scoffed at.
I mean, Zambia seems to be the place to be at the minute in terms of copper, isn't it? I mean, we've obviously got all the other issues going on with Sandfire and Cobra. And obviously we've got Galileo and African Pioneer in there as well. So, I mean, there is a huge amount going on in this country in terms of copper and the whole belt.
You know, it's generally untouched, Kevin, and sounds so daft that was when you actually make it as a statement. But you know, that system is so big. Some of those mines, you know, when you talk about Mofaleria, when you talk about Mankana, Mapani as they call it now, when you talk about KCM up near Chingola there, these mines were started in 1920. I always say that, and you know, Anglo really was dominant there, and there was a company called, was it RCM, another dominant company. Where's the incentive, Kevin, if to go looking for oil when you've got a mine once in the last 250 years?
Yeah, there hasn't been from two points perspective. Obviously, they've obviously already got it sitting in front of them, and secondly, there hasn't been in history a demand for copper like that there is now building up. It hasn't happened before.
No, that's right. That's right. And you know, exploration is expensive, and you've got to mine what's going to last 100 odd years. You don't go out looking, and it's a bit sad, really. There was a company which got into bed with the BHP. I think it was in the 80s. No, it was later on than that. And they really did investigate one of these IOCGs, you know, iron oxide copper gold properties. And it was looking like it was going to be a go. And then I think BHP decided that Africa wasn't for them, or certainly that part of Africa wasn't for them. And off they went. So it seems when you look at a prolific producer like Zambia, for somebody like me to turn around and say there's been no real exploration, I mean, it's almost laughable. But quite frankly, that is a true statement. And as we go into 23 and 24, you'll see just how true it is. And you'll see how the efforts of smaller companies and larger companies for as well, because there's a big influx of big companies now into Zambia. You'll see what I'm saying now, just before Christmas, prophesying that Zambia is well on the map now, the copper map. But boy, just wait a couple of years to see where it's going to be on the map.
It's going to be a place to do businesses, I think. You know, it's yeah, and you're well positioned in all the companies. Obviously, this potentially, from what I read here, has the potential to be a nice tidy mine that will make some cash flow for Extra. And on top of that, obviously, if things go well from an exploration point of view, then it can become something a bit bigger. I presume this is what you're after.
As always, Kevin, you've rolled it up in a neat little parcel. You know, there's nothing to add to that. That's exactly it.
Yeah. And also I read in the RNS that hopefully there's going to be more of these type of opportunities coming along. So to continue to bump up the cash flow that continues with an extract.
That's exactly what the policy is. That's exactly what the strategy is. And that's exactly strategy and policy that we're up to. And even as we are now, should be winding down for Christmas, but we're very active pursuing much of the same.
Yeah, quite a few people on the I'm asking question now, not about this RNS, but quite a few people on the boards have been asking just about the gold pours and stuff from Firbride and stuff. Are we expecting information from that prior to Christmas, or is it likely to be after Christmas?
Well, we'll be putting our quarterly report out, of course, which that'll show the status of the Firbride, but not to sort of make a small group of people insiders. Firbride is busy ramping up, and we'll get some pictures on the website, I think, which explain speaks for themselves. And Firbride is ramping up. Always got to talk about the weather at this time of the year, of course, in Mozambique, and it makes for sticky shoots. It makes for all around a new processing plant. You know, you're sometimes thinking you're handling glue instead of ore. But we're getting through and round that. All in all, the plant's showing itself fit for purpose. All in all, the ore body is showing itself as predicted. We haven't really got to the hard rock yet. We're still dealing with the surface superficials. So we'll be telling the market about the early capital phase of startup. And I shall be making comments on progress for the last quarter, if you like. But let's put a big circle around that one and say it's doing all the things that it has to do in terms of a plant, in terms of a mine. And the quest is on now, without any doubt. The quest is on now that once you've got a nice plant like we've got, which shows it can treat oxides, the quest now will be to find more and more oxides. And we have been doing. And we've carried out surveys. We've done a real heavyweight data review. And my mission now is to make those oxides in that mine last as long as possible. And of course, we're now considering. I mean, what's the obvious thing next, Kevin? We all know there's sulfides down there. That what is the incremental cost and what is the incremental benefit of a sulfide plant? So. You can quickly work that out. I'm sure the grade goes up. It's marginal contribution. So the capex is incremental, but the benefits are both incremental and large in terms of life and improved grade, and therefore increased ounces. So it wasn't sort of press the button and then let's go back to go back and do other things. The button's been pressed. The operation has started. And now we're looking for maximum benefit from the operation in every single aspect, maximizing grade, maximizing throughput, finding new oxide ore for the plant, and of course, working on the cost of a sulfide plant and doing the cost benefit analysis on increased capital, increased contribution, increased mine life, overall NPV. So that project is so active, Kevin, you wouldn't believe it.
That's good to hear. Okay, and then. Not for now, but I understand just from conversations that I've had with you, there's going to be more updates coming from down under. So we will park that for another occasion. And it's been a pleasure speaking to you. And let's get together again as soon as the next news is available.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Thanks very much. It's near to Christmas, this result, but it's not a bad little present for our shareholders to have some more. Hopefully, incremental cash into the kitty, and an operation which could be a long life, but will certainly have a good 2 or 3 years, we think. So thanks very much for your time. Look forward to speaking to you again before Christmas, hopefully.
Yep, excellent. Thanks a lot, Colin, for your time.
Thank you, Kevin.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.